Andrew, thank you for joining me on In Business.
Delighted to be here. Well, I'm not here. I'm a long way away in West Springfield, Massachusetts, preparing for the Big E.
Absolutely, you certainly are. And I can imagine it's a busy time for you at the moment. Before we go into the specifics, I suppose, obviously, a lot of our listeners are very familiar with Kerry Woolen Mills. But talk us through the business, I suppose, and just let us know, I suppose, what you're offering at the moment and how business is going.
Yeah, of course. Well, Kerry Woolen Mills is here for several hundred years, though my family are relatively recent, having bought it in 1904. So I'm the fourth generation. We're just over 120 years as a family here. The business has obviously changed hugely over those periods and would be unrecognizable from then. Mm-hmm. We have a very strong offering of products in the woolen textile sector, knitwear, woven goods, tweeds, clothing, and we sell both to export markets and to Irish customers. And increasingly, we sell a lot online, like almost everybody else. We also have a really fabulous store at the mill. And the beauty of that is when people come to the mill, they can book tours. And so they can actually see the creation of the product from the raw wool through to the finished fabrics. And it's a really strong story. So that's an increasing area of our business for visitors who are in the Kerry region. It's becoming a very popular thing to do for small groups. So we, and I should say, it is small groups we deal with, it's not mass tourism.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. And I suppose, Andrew, it's important as well, isn't it, that when you have a business like that that's been around for generations and several hundreds of years, that you do adapt, I suppose, and you do cater for the changing needs of those visitors that are coming into the business.
Hugely important. Having the name over the door is nothing if you don't have the product inside the door. So we've had to adapt our products many times, even in my period in the business of over 45 years. And the trend is always softer and finer fabrics, and people won't wear the coarser woolens that would have been on the go in the past. And also, the thing that has really changed is we used to take orders in January for delivery in the summer or the autumn. Nobody would entertain that now. So you have to maintain quite a big buffer stock so you can deal with the sudden demand for, say, product. And what we're all about is trying to satisfy our customers' needs. And if that means holding stock so that they can get what they want when they want, it's our job to make that happen.
Certainly, absolutely. And in terms of the business, I suppose, and the demand for it, I suppose, and the interest in it, maybe, Andrew, how has business been going over the last year or so?
Business is steady, I'd call it. It's not outstanding. There's sort of certain uncertainties around, well, I think we know where some of them are. We had a massive month delivering to America in August before the tariffs took effect. So now everybody's kind of standing around waiting to see what's going to happen next. But we do a lot of business in Japan, and that was a really big part of our business 10 years ago and declined in the last few years because the exchange rate was poor, their economy was poor. And unfortunately for us in woolens, they've had very mild winters until last year, which made sales sluggish. But I'm glad to say that's turning now, and we have a distributor in Japan, and we're doing some very exciting products together with them for 2026. So I'd say there's optimism there. But generally, I would characterize our business as steady rather than outstanding at the moment. But there are certain bright sparks that look ahead. So I'm very confident that we'll have a good business in the next number of years, and provided we keep applying ourselves to it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great to hear. You mentioned the tariffs there, I suppose, and you're kind of waiting at the moment to see maybe the full impact of them. Are you worried about the impact that they'll have on the business, Andrew?
Yeah, we would, because the US would be a very significant market for us, really, both in direct to end consumers via our website. Obviously, the US customers to Ireland are a serious part of our sales at retail and all our customers in Ireland, their sales. So they can still buy here without tariff, but all the online shipments are now tariffed. Now, if it stays at 15%, it may be tolerable, but it's kind of uncertain. And the other thing is the dollar exchange rate is down about 10 or 12% this year. So that's adding up to quite a bit. But we just have to do our best to make our customers able to purchase our products. And it may mean some alterations in product specifications, or in the type of products we make, to make sure our customers get what they want at a price they can afford to pay.
Absolutely, I can imagine. We mentioned at the start that you're over in Massachusetts, so you're taking part in the Big E event. I suppose for anyone that isn't familiar with the event, Andrew, can you kind of sum it up in a couple of sentences for us, I suppose, what it's all about and why you're over there?
I'll do my best. It's the New England State Fair, which is the six states in New England. So it's a really enormous event. And the reason why we're there and other craft workers and manufacturers from Kerry are that when the Blasket Islands was depopulated, many of the remaining population settled in West Springfield then. And that has built the link, which West Springfield is where the Big E takes place. And it's developed over the years through some great people like Ed Sullivan and Will Reichelt, Gene Cassidy. It's got to a stage that they're twinned cities, Dingle and West Springfield. Now, some of your listeners might kind of pause and say, Dingle, a city? Mm-hmm. But we'll just say Dingle, a vibrant community. But there's so much there, not only in the Big E, but also there's the Sacred Heart University come here for semesters. Their pupils come here. The Blasket Island Heritage Centre, there's an awful lot of activity between it. So for us at the Big E, there's a Dingle Pavilion selling specifically goods made in Kerry. And that's what we're interested in there. And we're showing for 18 days. The attendances are about, over the 18 days, about 1.5 million people pass through the Big E. So it's a phenomenal amount of people. Now, they don't all want to see us, but an awful lot of them do. And it's a huge opportunity to make direct sales and promote the marketing of the Dingle Peninsula and the wider county of Kerry and all the businesses they're in. There's a really interesting thing that comes up from the market research. This is our second year attending completely, but I've been involved in it for a number of years, is that the people who want to come to the Dingle Peninsula want to stay a longer time and want to deal with small businesses. And that kind of really is a good match for Kerry Woolen Mills, many of the others who are there, Louis Mulcahy Pottery, Mokris Weavers, Brian DeStack Jewelers. They're all small businesses. And for us to twin with that and buy into that is a really positive prospect. I'm told 96% of the businesses in the Dingle Peninsula are small businesses.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great opportunity. And you mentioned some of the benefits there, I suppose, that while you're taking part, you know, you can sell your own products and obviously sell the area as well to the different visitors that are coming in. And quite a lot of people travel through there and attend the fair, as you said. But I can imagine there's probably a lot of knock-on long-term benefits as well, Andrew, is there from taking part?
So, as I said, this is our second year, and we counted quite a number of people who had visited us in West Springfield at the show, and they came back to the mill in Kerry. And it's wonderful, because that's real. You've built a customer for a long time when that happens. And we're always measuring when we're here in West Springfield what the needs of the customers, what their plans are, how many are coming, how many are going to come to Kerry in the future. So we do market research there by inviting them to enter a competition, which there's some good prizes, like a return trip with Aer Lingus, and there's a use of a house in Dingle put up by Brian DeStack, and there's another My Ireland box, offer them a 12-monthly subscription. So there's all that. And in return for that, they give us information, and that information helps to sharpen the focus of what we can offer from Kerry going to the US market. Within 50 miles of West Springfield, where we are now, there's over 5 million Irish Americans. This is a real epicenter of where the Irish American community is. And so we're really trying to link into that.
Absolutely. It sounds fantastic. And a lovely way for you to meet people as well. And as you said, it's a lovely added benefit when they come to Kerry then as well, having met them at the event, I can imagine. Very special to form those bonds.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we've had a bit of it the other way this year, in that we've had people who've come from near the surrounding area. And we said, oh, we'd like to meet you when you come to West Springfield. So they say, oh, yeah, we'll be there and we'll bring our buddies with us. So you're trying to build the community of people who'll follow us all the time. It is a huge cost, though, to go there. So we have to make sure we get value for it. There's a huge cost in getting there, the flights, the hotels, all our time, getting all your stock out there, building your stand. So it's not something you can just say, we'll do whatever happens and take it, whatever happens. We have to really fight to make it a success.
Absolutely. A lot of hard work goes on over the period that you're, I suppose, preparing to be there and while you're there as well. And in over the last couple of days, you've been doing that. I suppose you've been setting up your stall and getting ready because the event opens tomorrow. So an exciting time. But as you said, a lot of hard work going on behind the scenes as well to make it a successful trip.
Definitely. It's going to be all systems go when the doors open Friday morning, 10 o'clock. So it runs for 3 weekends plus the 2 weeks between it. And the 3 weekends are really the mega time. So we're starting straight in with Friday, and based on last year, that's going to be one of the busiest days, and we will be well ready. We learnt a lot from our showing last year, of what we should have brought more of, what we should have less of, and what we didn't even think of at all. So while you can never be sure you're right in business, because demands change, and people say, oh, we don't want that at all, actually, but we think we're well equipped to make success with this year, once the consumer sentiment isn't too dimmed by all the uncertainty. But I don't think it is. I sense that on the ground, there's still good consumer vibe here. It's feeling good anyway. And people are glad to hear, they love to hear Irish voices. It's very comforting.
It certainly is. It's great to hear. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you, and enjoy every minute of it. But good luck as well. I hope it goes well for you.
Yeah, we'll enjoy it as well as make a success of it, I'd like to think. It's a great place to be in the US.